Speaking of culturing bacteria, how are GIFs?
Oh, yes. You mean graphics interchange format?
No, I mean graphics.
Graphics.
GIFs. GIFs. We're not going to get into that.
GIF the peanut butter.
Either pronunciation works on this show.
I go with GIF. It doesn't really bother me either way. People say it.
They say it's supposed to be GIF. No, I'm calling it GIF. So we all know animated GIFs.
We do. We know them. We love them.
Sometimes we hate them.
But you go ahead.
The ones that I've made, we've shown a couple of shortcut ways, like using Adobe Premiere and such.
Right.
They don't always look great, and they're not always super smooth. There is a way to generate them that doesn't require you to own any expensive software or really have any computer experience whatsoever.
Yeah, this is just like a quick way of making super smooth GIFs, and as they become more popular, I think like Facebook is making profile pictures GIFs now.
Yeah.
I don't really care about that.
Nope.
But certain things lend themselves to be GIFed, if you can say that. And one of them, if I could use an example, was your beer quad.
Oh, no.
You know,
Why did you do this?
Had a lot of fun with that project. Really enjoyed watching it crash over and over.
You slowed it down and zoomed it in. You are a bad man. You are making fun of my pain.
I know. That's why I have so much fun on this show.
That's horrible.
But
how big is that?
How big is that? The GIF size?
That GIF, yeah. That you made of my pain. You know?
Well, of your pain, it's 59 megabytes.
Okay, so it's bigger than what you would expect from, say, posting on Twitter. But
right. That
was super high quality. I mean, that looked like the video.
Yeah, and that's because I'm also using a website called GiphyCat.
Okay.
If you go back to my laptop, Alex, they're making GIFier GIFs. And what they allow you to do is use a video format, so say like a .mov or a MP4, and you upload it to their site. The requirements is it has to be, I think it's like 380 megabytes or lower. It will also resize automatically if you want that. And you can only do 15 seconds.
Okay, so I was wondering about that. So you can't take an entire two-hour movie and turn it into a GIF?
No.
Because that would be silly.
But something like throwing a bottle against a wall and having it back bounce at you, that's something I just want to watch over and over.
I got it. All right. So show me how this works.
Okay. So if you look at my laptop, I've got Adobe Premiere open right now. You can do this with just, you know, any editing software. But I took a 15-second clip of, you know, one of my passions is watching MotoGP. And they do these really cool slow-mo bits during the races. But, you know, it goes by so fast that I wanted to stare and drool at it a little bit longer. So I made a 15-second long clip. And then I brought it, you know, into Premiere, and I went to my export settings. This clip originally is 24 frames per second.
Right.
What I've done is I selected the format for H.264, and then I am exporting. It's locked. I'm going to export it at 1280 by 720.
Right, so you're scaling it down.
Scaling it down, but what you really want to make sure is to do 60 frames per second, and then use maximum render quality and use frame blending.
And the 60 frames per second is just because that's what GiphyCat needs. Otherwise, it's not going to look right, or?
It's just with that combined with the frame blending is going to smooth it out. GiphyCat, you can upload it at whatever frame per second you want. But if you want it to look smooth, you're going to want to insert. And the higher quality of the video, the better the GIF is going to be. So if you're starting with a 4K video that's already shot in 60 frames per second, it's going to look better than a lower res version that began as a 24 frame.
Right.
But if you use the frame blending, it just...
What you've done is you've allowed it, because if you take a 24 frame per second video and you make it 60 frames per second, you'll see stuttering. But frame blending will actually use a transition between two adjacent frames, kind of blend the elements, and you get a nice smoother movement through that.
Exactly. Okay. So I've already gone ahead and I've exported this video as an H.264, and then I went to GiphyCat and uploaded it. I did that with the beer quad also. But so this is Mark Marquez from MotoGP, and he's dragging his elbow. And this is a slow motion video. And you can see all the different specs on the side. It was converted to 2.5, a little under 2.5 megabytes.
Wow.
And this is the compression ratio. It's already got, it's fun to make these GIFs and then share them on places like Reddit or Twitter and stuff like that. So I think I have it right here. So it's just
That looks phenomenal.
Yeah,
for
it's
a
just
GIF, really?
It almost looks better than what they broadcasted it at.
You've improved on reality, Ryan. Congratulations.
I honestly stared at this for probably 10 minutes just watching him do this over and over. But there another version that somebody made from a higher quality video. This is 4K that they downsized, but it was also shot at 60 frames per second. And it just, like, it's so sharp.
That
this
is
better than real life.
Yeah, this is, like, the butter that we were speaking of.
So this is, like, I like making these GIFs, and it's fun to watch them over and over because these slow motion motorcycle stuff, like, you don't really get to see this too often, and this is like a perfect example for making a GIF.
And sadly, 15 seconds is about our time.
Yeah, your attention span. So definitely motorcycle-centric is what I was looking at.
I'm noticing a theme in all your GIFs here.
That and quad. So if you have a quadcopter crash, it'd probably be a good idea to make a GIF out of it. And then the nice thing I like about doing a video and then uploading it as a GIF is that I can edit it, and I can zoom in, slow down the speed.
Take just the pieces you want. Because like any conversion, the less information you include in the original, the smaller the file is going to be. So if I give it 4K, it's going to be huge. Versus if I scale that down to a smaller version and it's only 720p, I'm now giving it less information. It doesn't have to compress as hard. There we go.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun to shame
and
your
coworkers.
That was
GiffyCat.com?
Yeah, it's GFYCat.com. And it's free to sign up and upload your stuff.
There you have it, folks. If you want to send annoying GIFs to your friends, or let's be honest. If you want to send your friends something that is just about what their attention span will handle, you got to try GiffyCat.
Yes.
It will give you the butter smooth GIFs.
So nice.
Our new guy in training has apparently been using GiffyCat and made some things there before.
Really?
Wait, what is that?
What is that?
It's a cinemagraph.
Well, it's a cinemagraph, but
wormhole.
It's a scene from Final Fantasy X.
Sin sucks up. We just outed ourselves as big non-geeks for not knowing.
Well,
what
and
from.
If you
it's
do
my
it,
wallpaper.
It's your wallpaper. That's awesome. Yeah, if you make a GIF in a way that it loops on itself, it looks like an endless. It's an endless loop. It looks cool like that.